coming into practice this morning on our last meeting before the holidays. The body may not feel terribly settled. Let's take a little time to settle the body, knowing that when we do this, we really help to settle the heart and mind. So allowing ourselves a little bit of a scan through the body, just checking in, noticing areas of tension, embracing contraction, possibly in that noticing being able to let them go, let them be. As we identify these spots, we might also notice if there are any thoughts or thought-emotion bundles associated with them. Stress and worry and anxiety, sadness, frustration, lots of challenging emotions at this time of year, and they get expressed through the body. And having checked in briefly with ourselves, maybe let some tension be, let it go. Let's connect with breathing. Let's allow ourselves a nice full inhale, breathing in deeply. And fully exhaling, feeling that lovely release all the way through the body as you let go of every drop of air. And then inhaling fully again. And releasing all through. And one more time. And releasing. And letting the breath settle, letting it be just how it is, feeling it wherever it's easeful. Making intentions for some open-heartedness to the awareness. Some kindfulness along with the mindfulness. Letting whatever is here be here as it is and be known. And just anchor for a little while in breathing. Gently noticing where the mind wanders to. Ah, yes, this too. No surprises. Whatever the heart mind wanders to, these are coming out of all the conditions of this morning, of the week, the month, the year, our lives, others' lives. And now taking a little bit of time to gladden the heart-mind with loving-kindness practice and to open the heart-mind as best we can. Yet no expectations, no demands. We just do the practice and we see what happens next. Let's begin our practice with holding in mind someone that makes us smile. Imagine this being a dear one, maybe a little child, a pet, someone that you have an uncomplicated relationship with. And just noticing your natural open-heartedness for this one. And allow yourself to engage in a little bit of a smile. Curl up the corners of the eyes. And you can be surprised at how much this can help you when you do it deliberately, especially when you don't feel smiley. Curl up the corners of the eyes, the corners of the mouth. Notice how it feels. If you don't feel smiley, make it a little bigger. Even dare to have it be a little exaggerated if you're not feeling smiley, because it does help. We're wired for it. Now, with this dear one in mind, let's send this being good wishes. I'll say some phrases. You can repeat them silently, or ones of your choosing. Perhaps a hand to the heart, or a soothing touch spot, whatever also helps warm it up for you, along with the smile. And don't lose your breath as we engage in the phrases. Try to stay rooted in the breathing as well. So lots to pay attention to. Keep us awake. Keep us mindful and kindful, holding in mind the dear one. May my dear one be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for him or herself. May my dear one be safe and protected from inner and outer harm, safe. May my dear one be healthy and strong in body, healthy. Feeling the breath, perhaps through the heart area. May my dear one be happy, peaceful, happy and free in heart and mind, happy. And may my dear one live with ease. May you care for yourself joyfully with ease. Taking a few moments to hold in mind the dear one and repeat these phrases or ones of your choosing. And pausing, noticing how that sits with you, and letting it be however it is. Know it's all the workings of the heart showing itself. Let's bring ourselves in close to the dear one. side by side, hand in hand, whatever works for you. Image yourself or sense yourself and the dear one together. Loving kindness for ourselves can be challenging, so we use the dear one to help us. And if it also helps you to imagine yourself as a child, you can do that. Let that go if it doesn't. If you can't send good wishes easily to yourself, imagine they're coming to you from someone you imagine can do this, a benevolent being. May we be filled with loving kindness. May you and I be filled with loving kindness. May we be safe. May we be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we be safe. Feeling the breath, maybe through the heart area. Remembering the smile. May we be healthy. May we be healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy. May we be happy. May we be peaceful, happy, and free in our hearts and minds. Happy. And may we live with ease. May we joyfully care for ourselves with grace and ease. May we live with ease. Repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing, whatever works. And taking care to be embodied. Feeling sitting, feeling breathing, the smile. And then pausing with that, noticing how it feels, letting it be however it is. Let's bring forth to mind now a benefactor. And it may help you to remember someone who's perhaps sweet to you now or in the past at this time of year. Maybe it in some ways has made it easier for you, more joyful even, or maybe a little less stressful or a little less lonely. And if there's tears, let there be tears. It's all refreshing, cleansing, healing. It's a very tender time of year. So holding in mind this benefactor, perhaps seeing yourself with the benefactor and the dear one as well, you're creating a group photo here in the mind's eye. Whether you visualize or you just sense, it doesn't matter. Just hold all three together with a little extra focus on the benefactor. Hand to the heart or other soothing touch spot. Sensing the smile that you're smiling at this image of the three of you, and especially the benefactor now, perhaps at the center. May my benefactor be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness and friendliness for yourself. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. Healthy, healing. Remember your body. Remember your breath. Nice and stabilizing. The smile too. May you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. Taking a few moments, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing for the benefactor. And then pausing, noticing how that sits with you. Let's now engage in remembering a neutral being. So someone you barely know, neighbor, letter carrier, barista, someone you see but you don't really know them, you don't much think about them. Let this one, as best you can that you visualize, let this one stand in for all those 7 billion out there that are shockingly neutral for us. Let this neutral one come into your picture, along with your benefactor, and your dear one, yourself. May you who are neutral to me be filled with loving kindness. May you have friendliness for yourself. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Feel the body, feel the breathing, feel the smile. May you too be healthy, healthy and strong in your body. May you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. And may you too live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. So repeating these phrases, ones of your choosing, for the neutral one. And this is where the mind can easily wander. It's okay, just notice that. Gently come back to the body, back to the breathing, back to the phrases. The neutral ones can really hugely open our hearts to the world around us. And pausing with that, again, noticing how it sits with you and letting it be just as it is. Whatever shows where we need to put a little more emphasis in our hearts. And now we will engage with remembering a difficult one. Let it not be an arch enemy or abuser, but rather someone that you know you'll possibly encounter or you recently encountered over this season that you find somewhat challenging. Remembering that this being too wishes to be healthy and happy and free from suffering. We may judge that they don't go about it very well, and yet they too want to be happy. And you may need to really fortify yourself here with a hand to the heart. Or wherever you experience soothing touch, with that bit of a smile. And if it feels much too difficult to send loving kindness phrases to this one, you might experiment with, may you too be free from greed, hatred, and delusion. We can wish that for everyone. But I'll say the phrases that I've been using. So holding in mind the difficult one, placing this being in the picture with the others as you are able. May you too, this one, you who are difficult for me, be filled with loving kindness and friendliness for yourself. If only you too, friendliness for yourself. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be safe. Really feeling the body, grounding ourselves. May you too be healthy. May you be healthy and strong in your body. Healthy. May you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may you too live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And so taking a few moments, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing for the one you find difficult. And then pausing with that, noticing how it sits with you. Give yourself a pat on the back, as it were, or the heart, that you've engaged this practice for the difficult one, that you've stretched yourself in this way, in some way or another. And that this inclination of the heart-mind in this loving-kindness direction will serve you well. And as you see fit and interest, take these last few moments to extend the well-wishing outwards to all beings, to the planet itself. May we all be filled with loving kindness, friendliness for ourselves. May we all be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm, feeling the body, feeling the breath, connecting with the smile. May we all be healthy. May we all be healthy and strong in our bodies. Healthy. May we all be happy, peaceful, happy, and free. Happy planet, peaceful people, peaceful beings, free. And may we all joyfully care for ourselves and one another with grace and ease. Taking a last few moments with these phrases, or just sitting with a sense of the body breathing. Letting go of the phrases and just feel the body. Perhaps again scanning through, just noticing what's happening for you. Areas of tension, areas of softness, areas of contraction, areas of relaxation. And just letting it all be here, just as it is.